My very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas. A silly sentence, yet school children have memorized it for years because it helps them remember the planets in our solar system. The first letter of every word stands for a planet in the order of how close it is to the sun. My very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Mercury is the planet closest to the sun, and tiny Pluto is the farthest away. That is, until recently. Pluto is still there, of course, along with the planets, asteroids, comets, meteors, and bits of space rock and ice. Pluto is part of our solar system. Pluto and all those other objects orbit or travel around the sun. However, on August 24, 2006, the International Astronomical Union, IAU, a group of individual astronomers and astronomical societies from around the world, made an announcement. They declared that Pluto was not a planet. Suddenly, my very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas didn't work anymore, because now there are only 8 major planets orbiting the sun. Perhaps someone will create a new sentence to help us remember their names and order. Names are important, but they are not the only things to know about the planets. Learning how planets form, where they are located, and what they are like is the kind of activity that makes science exciting and fun. 1. The Wanderers. From the beginning of time, people have paid attention to objects in the night sky. Our ancient ancestors studied the moon. They watched it grow from a tiny crescent-shaped sliver to a round ball of light, then slip back to a tiny sliver again. As they watched it, they began to mark off time. One full cycle of the moon became 1 month. They noticed other things moving in the night sky: stars, comets, meteors, planets, which filled them with wonder and amazement. So they carved pictures of the planets, the sun, the moon, and stars onto rocks, and they painted pictures of them on the walls of their caves. These rock carvings and paintings still exist today. Some are over 20,000 years old. Around 1000 BC, the Greek people became very good astronomers, scientists who study matter in outer space. The Greeks noticed that some of the objects in the night sky were brighter than others. They noticed that these objects moved from east to west across a background of stars that seemed to stay still. What were these things? The Greeks called them planetes, which in their language means wanderers. Our word planet comes from that Greek word. Why did the planets wander? In the ancient world, some people thought the planets were gods walking across the heavens. Others, however, wanted a more scientific answer. 2. Some early astronomers. Ptolemy was a Greek astronomer who lived from AD 100 to 179. He was one of the first to describe how planets wander. Ptolemy said planets moved in an orbit, a curved path that one object travels along as it revolves around another. Anytime you run around and around something in a circle, you are orbiting it. Ptolemy believed that Earth was at the center of our universe, so he claimed that the planets, the stars, the sun, and the moon all orbited around Earth. For the next 1,400 years, people believed Ptolemy was right, but we know now that he was wrong.